But they've been there a while, because there were two at first.
Yeah, I stored my seed peanuts in them one year. He let me, didn't need it, and he let me store about 20 tons of seed peanuts in that one.
Wonder why he didn't need it.
Well, it just happened to dry well of corn or something up. He didn't need it.
Okay, so now we've got another thing that we use for grain after fashion to feed the cows.
Oh, a silo.
Silo. Do you have a silo?
Uh-uh.
But that is for, that's not exactly just for grain.
Oh, that's for silk, cob, and all.
And what's that called? That's got a special name, doesn't it?
Silage.
Silage, is it called fodder too?
Well, no, that's silage. You cut it up, you know, and you chip it up. You got something that run through a mill and cut it up. And then you put it in there and you call it silage then.
What's the difference in silage and fodder?
Well, the fodder's on the corn stalk, and you used to a long time ago pull fodder and feed it to your horses, the mules. You put it off in stalk, stacks of fodder.
Okay, I remember now. What did you call the upper part of your barn if you had a section?
Loft.
Okay, second floor of the barn. Okay, when you first cut the hay, what did you do with it?
When you first cut it, you just leave it down, you put it in windrow. After it dries, and then you bale it.
Okay, but this is when you're going to pile it up in the field. What did you call it? Windrows?
Yeah, I say you windrowed it with a rake. You raked it up in windrows.
What's a windrow?
Well, we call it windrow. You just roll it up and it's a round row like a stick of candy, sort of, and we just call it a windrow.
And like just...
Rolled it up in a wad.
Okay, and then you took sections of that and piled it up.
Rolled it up. We put it in, piled it up, and then put it in hay bales. But now they got hay stackers that just take loose hay and stack. You see it all over the country where they just have loose hay.
Okay, when back before we had refrigerators, if you get tired, tell me.
Okay.
Okay, but because also tell me if you want to see the news, it's 10 after 11.
Well, that's all right about news.
Well, I don't want you to miss it.
Well, I'll get all been outraged and get moped of it.
Okay. Well, you tell me when you're tired.
Unless somebody broke out.
Because I've got about, I'd say maybe 15 or 20 minutes left on this tape. But if you want to finish
it up, if we can find something, if we can answer the question, we'll find something to talk about.
I hope. I hope I'm not going to blast the people out with this. That's sounding louder than it did last night. Okay. I've got a million things that I can ask you here, because all these things are called different things, you know, in different sections. So, what do you call an area where you grow grass for the cows to eat?
That's pasture grass.
Okay, and what is the difference in hoeing cotton and chopping cotton?
Well, you thin cotton. You plant, put a lot of seed down, used to, and you thin it.
Chop it out, take out
plants. And then when the cotton plant good and it rained and the grass come up there, then you went and hoed out extra grass.